Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, March the 18th. Monday, March the 18th of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding social for today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sister, got a very, very powerful show scheduled for you today. I want to talk about today, working capital. We're getting ready to establish the Life Management Center in Dallas. We're also getting ready to start here the getting ready to go into the true esoteric history of mankind as we continue to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the true historical and esoterical Gnostic understanding of reality. Because as you may or may not understand, the history is his story. So the history is history. It's his story. It's not your story. It's his story. It's the snake's story. And one of the keys or one of the things that the snake story is about is maintaining and making sure that you stay in or you stay as a bottom dweller, that you're not allowed to oscillate or to vibrate on a higher level or on the level of your true nature, which is you are a creator. So every day you wake up, that's your job. That's your normal vibratory state, is one of a creator. Now, as a creator, we sometimes are pigeonholed due to our inability to really connect with our true creative confidence or our true magnetic, magical magnificence. If there is an inability to connect with your true magnetic, magical magnificence, then you are left in a deficit when it comes to creativity. And a form of creativity is something called capital. So capital is something that's called operating like what we call money. The ability to generate funds or set aside funds that allows you to operate your particular purpose-based business. So how do you increase working capital so that way you're able to oscillate or vibrate? Because the backbone of your success is your ability to maintain your current chi, your currency. Now, not only am I talking about the traditional, cash or capital that's used in order for you to operate your business and for you to maintain your current, assets minus your current liabilities. That way you have something called capital that allows you to continue to generate and to create or to expand, expose and express. So whenever you deplete your working capital, you diminish the capacity by which for you to explore new business opportunities or to expose yourself from the area of marketing. And so now we have to understand the cause of the decrease in that, what I'm going to use, creative capitalism, the ability for your working capital, for you to have funds available, for you to have and address any major challenge. Most businesses are cash strapped. Most people are cash strapped. Most homes, most organizations, most churches, just people in general, because we live in an environment that wants to keep you cash strapped, want to keep you pigeonholed from the perspective of not allowing you to oscillate or to vibrate, in your normal vibrational rate. And so your job, like my job, is to assist you with under, over, and understanding the ability for you to generate you. So first thing we have to understand is that it's really interesting, because it's really easy to get in or to get a, let's say, car loan. I shouldn't say easy, but it's a lot more palatable to get a car loan or to get a student loan than it is to get a business loan. So the first thing that you should ask yourself is why is that? Now, again, if you're a member of the dominant culture, it's a little bit different for you. It's a little easier. But if you're not a member of the dominant culture, if you're a melanated individual like myself, and if you go and apply for a business loan like I did, you're going to probably get the same results that I did regardless of your credit. Now, but if you want to go to school, you can get a student loan, guaranteed. You will come out of college with $200,000 in debt. So why is it that it's really easy for you to get a student loan, but it's very difficult for you to get a business loan? Also, why is it that it's really easier or a lot easier for you to get a car loan than it is for you to get a business loan? Now, if you don't believe me, just, establish a business, get your DBA, set up your structure, get a 10, get a tax ID number, go to your local bank, use your tax ID number, not your Social Security number, and try to get a loan. Or use your Social Security number and try to get a business loan, not a personal loan, but a business loan. Again, don't believe me, just try it. That's all I ask. Just go out and try it. Now, again, if you remember the dominant culture, it may turn out favorably for you. But if you're not a member of the dominant culture, you will find out, like I did, along with anybody else that got just 1% melanin, it's going to be difficult for you, boo-boo. Again, if you don't believe me, just go try it. And so that's always a conundrum when it comes to oscillating and vibrating, because I talk about purpose-based business. And so once they say, yeah, go out and start a business, but most people don't understand that most people that are actually in business, they also have, just like I did, they have a full-time job in the beginning. Because remember, it took me 10 years to get to this space or to this place where I'm at. So like everybody, like I was talking with my daughters this weekend, and my oldest daughter, she has a full-time job as well as a very thriving and successful business. To maintain working capital, because the job brings in capital that allows you to maintain your business. And so that is an extreme hurdle that most people have. In fact, pretty much everybody has the same dilemma. Everybody has the same concern. Everybody has the same problem. And so we want to talk about, you know, three things that's designed to assist you with maintaining you. That is to assist you with creating working capital so that way you can express, expose, and expand your God-given purpose, destiny, and dear Kinnear. Because at the end of the day, that's the whole purpose of the Life Management Center and the Life Management System and the Kingdom Millionaires Training System is designed to assist you with expressing, exposing, and expanding you, your God-given destiny. So the first thing is you got to believe in you. You got to find you. So the first thing is you've got to override the current you, because right now you're good, but you're not great. Now, it's the fact that you are doing very good is the problem. The problem is that you don't have a negative habit pattern. You have a good habit pattern. So you're doing so good, you don't want to be gooder. You don't want to be greater. Like, why should you invest in you? Why should you attempt to try to be you? Be greater, because where you're at is good. And so the dilemma is not a negative habit pattern. The dilemma is a current pattern. And so the three things, number one, traditional, just go to the bank, bam. Again, I've tried that a plethora of times. I recommend you do the same thing so you get the experience, especially if you're melanated. If you're a black man, a Hispanic man, you know, Puerto Rican, you know, Asian, Chinese, anything other than, you know, Caucasian, go to the bank and then just try it. Because, again, you need the experience. So that's number one, traditional loan. Unless you're Caucasian, that's probably not going to work for you, boo-boo. But, again, try it. Number two, what I recommend is establish a standard operating procedure that solves other people's problems. Somebody should write that down. Let's break this down. How do you create working so that way you always have cash on hand to express, expose, and expand your God-given giftedness? Now, brothers and sisters, this is extremely important, because this is the number one problem that face, other than purpose, other than going into the wrong space and in the wrong market with the wrong, you know, topic. This is the second problem that everybody inside of the Life Management System has. Everybody inside of the Kingdom Millionaire System, everybody that's the Eagles Club, the original members of the Eagles Club, everybody on the planet. Everywhere I go, everybody has the same problem. Number one, they don't know their problem. They don't know their purpose. They started a business, but they just created another job for themselves. They don't have a purpose-based business. All they did was now they're still the same thing I did. They just created a job for themselves. They're still strapped. They still don't have no faith. They have no fruit, and they have no freedom. So without those three things, that's how you know you're still Chuck. You're still stuck like Chuck. And so the way that you get unstuck is this, to establish a standard operating procedure. It's called an SOP. So that way you can do the second SOP. So your standard operating procedure solves other people's problems. SOP, SOP. So again, extremely important. So first of all, you got to have a standard operating procedure. So your operating procedure right now isn't standard. It's not implementable, and it's not duplicatable. So you must have a standard operating procedure, not product. See, everybody's interested in the product. That's great. But you got to be married to the process, because See, most people are only want the product. They want the end game, but they hate the process of getting to the end game. In fact, everybody I know on the planet, I don't know nobody that has a process that they love. They just like that. They do the process because they want the end game. I don't know nobody that has a process that they love more than the end game. I don't know nobody. So if you're one of those people, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. I'm interested in your process. But I don't know nobody that has a process that they love more than a product. Nobody. Not one person on earth. I'm not saying that they don't exist. I just don't know nobody that loves like I love going to the gym more than I like losing or gaining weight. I could care less about losing or gaining weight. The product. I'm not interested in the product. I like the process. I like this process right now more than the product of you joining. I like the life management system more than I like the life management center. I like the process. I got a standard operating process, a standard operating procedure. If your process and your if you got a process and a procedure that you are in love with, you don't love it, you are in love with it, you'll always have money. If you don't have a standard operating process that solves other people's problems, your dog don't hunt. You will always be cash strapped. Let me say that again. I still don't know if you got it. We're talking about how do you create your own working capital so that way you have an influx of cash. Because the problem is that, we all have, great ideals that we or things that we would like to do, but we're strapped or we're limited. So our marketing, our sales, technology, changing about, the different type of ownership, our regardless of our entrepreneurial endeavors and skills, we are still stuck because there is a problem with our process. So once you deplete your current working capital, how do you generate more, regardless of what it is? Because you need capital to run the business, to maintain your operating expenses. The key is for you to establish a standard operating process or procedure. And now that's the whole purpose of the Kingdom Enhanced Training Center, is to assist you with not only product development, but as a chief performance officer, it is my job to make sure that we establish a strategy that has the ability to be duplicatable and implementable so that way we can break down elementary ways by which to increase your working capital to ensure that you always have funding available by which to express, expose, and expand your giftedness. And your ability to, quote-unquote, collect payments from customers faster is how your business is able to be maintained. But remember, everybody's interested in collecting payments from customers or clients, not me. I'm interested in providing a service, a product, a information that benefits the clients more than it benefits me. Because I know if I got a process in place, the client would be way more willing to go in their pocket and take out their cash because they got something that solves their problem. So if you do not have a process in place that solves other people's problems, you will always struggle with having enough working capital. Now, this stuff should be taught at Harvard and Yale and every Brown and Princeton and every major Ivy League, historical black college and historical Hispanic college or historical whatever college around the country, but it's not. So when you go to business school, they teach you how to go. Now, again, if you're part of the dominant culture, what's taught at the universities of the dominant culture works for you. because you can go in and you can get a loan. Now, me, I can get a car loan, I can get a student loan, but I can't get a business loan. Now, can somebody please email me and explain to me why that is? I'm not going to wait for the email, but if you know why it is that I can go in. Now, I know people all over the country. I know people that are credit scores at 800, and they can't get a business loan. Because, again, if you don't believe, I know people that, you know, like that this stuff is crazy. You just have to, like, go out and try to get a mortgage. They'll even maybe even give you a mortgage. But try to get a $100,000 business loan, one capital, even if you got $1 million in assets. Even if you got, accounts receivables, you still can't get a business loan. Again, don't believe me. Go out and try it for yourself. Because there's nothing like personal experience. Personal experience trumps. I'm talking about destroys any book knowledge that you got. So whatever book knowledge you got, brothers, and again, this is extremely important before I get to point number three. Because point number one is get a business loan. Just go out and get a traditional loan. That dog gonna hunt. Point number two, again, establish a standard operating procedure that you are in love with that solves other people's problems. And then guess what happens? People give you something called capital or currency, duckies, greenbacks, dollar bills, y'all, money. Because what? The whole purpose of you beaming and bonding and being is for you to, number one, have your brain immersed in your process. That's called faith. Because faith is the substance. Everybody should have substance. Anybody that don't have substance, you don't have faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. So your faith should produce substance. Your faith should not produce morality. It should produce substance. Now, I know. Trust me, I know. Been there, done that. You're a very moral man and a very moral woman. But you probably ain't got no working capital. Because everybody teaches morality. Nobody teaches profits and loss. Now, let me say that again. Everybody's focused on heaven and hell. Everybody's focused on right and wrong. How many people are focusing on profits and loss, assets and liabilities? Do you got any assets? You got more assets than you do liabilities? But I know you got more good than you do bad. But Brother Will, I do more good stuff, but I eat pork, I go to church on Sundays, I pay my taxes on time. Oh, you're a very moral man. You're a very moral person. But you ain't got no assets. Because I know, because I'm just like you. Why do you think I'm doing today's show? Why do you think I got the life management system? Why do you think I'm doing what I'm doing? I see the hole that I dug for myself. The light is on. So I'm climbing out of the hole, and I'm taking as many people who want to get out the hole with me. Now, if you like the hole, now remember, life is good. You're a very moral person. You know what I'm saying? You know the Ten Commandments. You know the 23rd Psalms. You know our Father Prayer. You ain't got no money. You can't help nobody. If somebody died in your family without funeral expenses, what are you going to do? Y'all going to get together and sell some chicken dinners to try to raise money to barrel Uncle Tommy. And now, especially if you're black, if you're melanated, now, how y'all think we got here? That there is, y'all think it's your fault? This is not your fault. There is an asserted effort, Negro, to keep you at a bottom dweller. They don't even need you no more. Technology has replaced you. There's no need for black people on the planet. Hispanics have taken the black man, the black man's role, the black woman. So, Negro, you better wake up quick. Now, you still, if you've been marginalized. And you've accepted it. The Hispanics has taken over your job. Now, damn, y'all better wake up. Like this is not a dream. 10 years from now, what you think is gonna happen? There will be no need for a quote unquote black man or black woman on the planet. You are replaceable. In fact, you have already been replaced. So I recommend that you do what the Bible says, because your gift makes room for you on the planet. Not your pleasing personality. So this is coming. Now, remember, I can tell you where, and again, this is not rocket science, although it is for some people because they, now remember, this is my lane. So it's not your fault if you don't understand this. All I'm simply expressing, exposing to you, and I'm telling you what they're telling you in all of the movies. And if you notice what is going on, now you can go in and you can look up what is it, Dred Scott or whatever his name is, and you can go and do the research on black people are considered 3/4 of a human and all this other BS that's been around since the beginning of time. And it is not illegal for a white man to kill a black man because we're not considered people anyway. But this is bigger than race because this is cosmic. The same sickness go on other planets too. It's cosmic. Now we could go through the history, and we just happen to be in the Assyrian history. Now before that, blacks used to run things way back in Egypt because it's cyclical. We just happen to be in this period of time. But if you don't know that, you're going to fight against this A-E-O-N. You call it God. But all of the ancient texts call it time. It's a cyclical period, which I'll be breaking down in the next series that starts here the next couple of days. Because if you don't understand this, you're going to try to fight. You're going to think that the black man or the white man or the green man is your enemy. This is about time. And see, you're stuck in time. You're stuck in mass, and you're stuck in space. Unless you do what I do, and you get out of time, you get out of mass, and you get out of space. Time is a man-made construct. It doesn't exist. The only thing that exists is the present. The past doesn't exist. The future doesn't exist. Only the present. So time, get out. Space, you're unlimited. You're not limited by your body. You're only limited by your imagination. So space doesn't exist. Space is a man-made construct. Matter doesn't exist. Data is matter. So data, you need to get into data. Get out of matter, get into data. How does computer data work? It works on bits. It works on what is called a bitmap, M-I-T-M-A-P, a bitmap. So if you understand computer code, I understand you ain't got to be no freaking programmer. You just got to understand how does computers work. Data, that controls matter. Data controls matter. So time, space, and matter, which you are in, that shizness don't exist. It's a Luciferian, low vibrational construct to keep you strapped so you ain't got capital. Because capital is currency. Currency is current chi. Current chi comes from your inner G. Your inner G comes from your inner G. And if you're not connected with your inner G, your I-N-N-E-R-G, your inner God, you don't have no inner G. You don't have no E-N-E-R-G-Y. Therefore, you don't got no capital. So capital is the result of you. You can create unlimited capital anytime you want just by tapping into your inner chi. That's the ruach. That's the pneuma. That's the innate. That's God inside of a dirt suit. So you just go to the Father and you do what the word Christ means. Remember we broke down the word cryo and cryomai? It means to receive a loan. We've all received a loan from the Father. So why are you still looking for another loan? You already got a loan from the Father. The Father put himself inside of you. That's what the word C-H-E-I-R. Look it up. Cryo. That's what it means in the Greek. That means to borrow. One who has received a loan from the forefather, the one before the Father. The big G, not the little one. See, you're interacting with commerce. This is maritime law. That's little G. You got to go past the little G. You got to override the little G. How do you do it? Establish a standard operating procedure that solves other people's problems. If you can do that, you will never want ever because you're connected with the big G. You bypass the little G and you correct. You bypass toroidal energy. You bypass the root. Because remember, if you want to pull something out, you got to pull it out from the root. Remember the word root, R-O-O-T. Drop one of them O's. You got T-O-R. What is T-O-R? If that's the word root in reverse. That stands for toroidal. That stands for Taurus. That stands for Torah. That stands for Tura. T-O-R-A-H. Everything that you're doing is given to Ra. You got to take it back from Ra. That's the Egyptian god of Ra. That's the tachyon energy. That's the ability to take your power and steal it from you. So that's why you are always tired. You're always broke. You're always broke, disgusted, because all of your energy, all of your chi, all of your prana is going to Ra. That's why you got the Torah. That's why the first 5 books of the Bible is called the Torah. But you can't tell no Negroes that. Because Negroes are interested in learning. We're just good house Negroes. We like being slaves. Now let's keep it real. If I make a prison and I provide you comfort, you think you want to get out? You're in prison right now. Negroes still slaves. We still slaves. Our slavery has just morphed to a higher level where they're providing us comfort. I mean, again, the best way to keep a slave, is to convince them that they're not slaves. And see, until you experience faith that produces fruit, so that way you can establish freedom, oh, man, once you get off the plantation, once you get out of Egypt, you'll never go back. But as long as you own the plantation, how do you know what you don't know? You don't until you leave the plantation. See, life is good on the plantation. Master provides you with your check every week. Master provides you with, you know, with good employment. Master provides you with, you know, some food on your table. Master takes care of you. Now, he slap you around a little bit, you know, sell you off, punk you, throw you in slaves, throw you in prison, you know, for driving while black, farming while black, talking while black, eating while black, just breathing while black. And then master come in and throw your ass in jail. But other than that, hey, prison is good. This is a prison planet. That's why it's called a prism. PRISM. Nothing exists on this planet until you shine you through a prism. And notice a prism is a three, it's a triangle. Again, look it up. Look at the word prism. Don't believe me. The word prism comes from the word prism. Again, I got 10 grand if you can prove me wrong. I'm waiting. I got $10,000 if you can prove me wrong. You're still a slave, Negro. Now remember, it's just different levels of slavery. That's house Negroes. That's field Negroes. It's just like, you know, hey, maybe you are a Oprah Winfrey. She's still a slave. You see that clip of LeBron James and Dwayne Wade was talking about their nice neighborhood and somebody sprayed on their garage door, like go home, you know, Negro. Now, LeBron James, I don't care what level you get. I don't care how much money you make. You still a Negro. Now, again, this ain't a white and black message. This is called real life message. Because remember, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. It's not individual white people. That's the problem. It's a harmonious arrangement. White people didn't create this system. They just inherited it. So I ain't mad at them. Because guess what? We inherited it before they did. That was a time when black people was running the show. Look at the Moors. Go back to the Egyptians. There was dark-skinned people. There was green. They was running the show. And then something cyclical happened. We got out of the age of the ram. Remember, Isaac was going to sacrifice his son. What's his name? Isaac was the son. Joseph was going to sacrifice the son. And then he looked, and there was a ram in the bush. That ram represents that age that we was in, called Aries. And then after that, the Old Testament, again, it's in there, it's the First Kings. There's this big old giant cow named Molech. And they used to put their children, they used to sacrifice their children to M-O-L-O-C-H, Moloch, Molech, in the Old Testament. That represents that age, because what was it? That was the age of Taurus. That was the age of the bull. Okay, what comes after the age of the bull? Two fish, Pisces. So then, bam, Jesus Christ comes on the scene. Guess who's coming after Jesus Christ? Luke 17:21. That's going to be a new God come on the scene. Y'all seen the new series on, I think it's Stars. It's called American Gods. They're talking about it in that series, the changing of the God. So the old gods are fighting against the new gods. That they really not gods. People make gods. Gods, according to the ancient text, is A-E-O-N. Now, again, this has been going on since the beginning of the beginning of the beginning of the beginning. But nobody wants to do no research and understand the seven esoteric root rays. Anybody want to blow their cookies? The new series starts Thursday. I think I said Thursday or Friday. One of these days. Anyway, it's coming up. And in that new series, I'm going to break down, again, the true esoteric meaning of everything that's inside of the Helios Biblios, starting with Jesus Christ and him crucified, or the understanding. Because that when you say that, that is a true statement. That's why you don't debate Hebrews 6:1. It's true. But you got to understand what it means. Otherwise, you stay a slave. Now, again, slavery is not a bad thing. There's a lot of people, like in Django, the character that Samuel L. Jackson played, when the master got sick, he said, "Master, we sick." Or when the master was hungry, "Master, we hungry." So the slave was worshipped. The slave worshipped. The slave worshipped the master. I said it again. Slavery. Y'all better wake up. Y'all better wake up. This is not a dream. You're not in Groundhog's Day no more. Dorothy, you're not in Kansas any longer. So the slave worshipped the master. So the slave thought that him and the master was one until the master would remind him. And then that's when the master, boy, go pick up that box. So who you worshiping? I'm just saying, who you worshiping? Let me ask the question again, who you worshiping? One time, who you worshiping? Because that controls and that limits your capital. So you don't pray to God, you pray as God. God gave you dominion. At least that's what it says in Genesis, over five kingdoms. And one of those kingdoms, I cannot find it. Now, if you can find it, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. I am all ears. If you can find it where one man has authority and power over another man, please email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. I'm all ears. I can't find it. And no ancient text. Nowhere. We're all sovereign individuals. So you don't have to, nobody has to legislate my sovereignty. I don't ask permission for my inalienable rights. These are God given. They're not man made. I don't need man to pass no legislation for me. So I'm able to generate and to create. That was number two. Again, number one, if you're not a melanated individual, you can go to the bank and you can borrow a traditional loan. If you are a melanated individual, please go try it. It won't go well for you, but hey, you need the experience. You need to hear that word no. And then you can say, but I got my credit score, and I got assets, and I got this, and then the banker is going to say no. Then you go to number two, standard operating procedure that solves other people's problems. Solve other people's problems. You will always generate capital because other people always have problems. Number three, help other people earn, provide hope. Now, and number three are eerily similar, but number three is totally different from number two, because number two is your personal process that you love more than your product. Now, again, anybody that's part of the Life Management System, I'm here to assist you with that. Remember, wrong questions get wrong answers. I'm gonna say that again. Wrong questions get the wrong answers. Let me say it again without saying it. If you ask the wrong question, you get the wrong answer. Okay, let me go on. Nobody that's a member of the Life Management System has a problem, because you cannot vibrate on the same level as me unless we are vibrational equivalent. You can't even come. You wouldn't even find my YouTube videos. That's why I don't have that many YouTube views, because there's not very many people on vibrating on that frequency. So if you're vibrating on the same frequency as me, that means that you understand the same basics, the same you have the same understanding as me. That's a very, very good thing, because that's where we started. So now that we're vibrating on the same frequency, we start that. Remember, I posted on my Facebook page, I think it was yesterday. It was a post that somebody else had posted about the Rife machine, about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife, which I've asked, begged, and pleaded for everybody. Please research Dr. Royal Raymond Rife, or Dr. Rife, R-I-F-E. So Dr. Rife developed a machine back in the, 17, I don't know, well, it wasn't that long ago, early 1900s, late 1800s, early 1900s. Raymond Rife, he knew that everything vibrates at a certain frequency. And because he knew that, he also knew that money vibrates at a frequency. He knew that disease, he knew that all disease vibrate at a frequency. So His was disease. Mine is life. I know that all life vibrates at a specific frequency. So Dr. Raymond Rife proved my theory. That's now a theorem. So he knew that he could destroy. Let me say it again. 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 He could destroy any disease with the same vibration frequency of that disease. And Dr. Rife proved that the same way that a singer, like a opera singer, when she matches the frequency, or he matches the frequency of a wine glass with their voice, the wine glass shatters. So Dr. Rife understood, and he made a machine that could send out certain frequencies for terminally ill patients with different types of cancer. And he would match the frequency of the cancer and increase the frequency, and it would destroy the cancer. So if you match the frequency of poverty and then you increase the frequency, it destroys poverty. If you match the frequency of disease, any disease, and you can destroy it, you match the frequency of ignorance, you match the frequency, again, of bad relationships, and then you elevate it in love, what happens to it? You destroy it. But first of all, you have to find the natural frequency that you are at, and then you elevate it, and that's how you destroy it. That means you find it and you take your energy out of it, and then it ceases to exist. The only reason problems exist is because your vibration is in it. Let me say that again. The only reason problems exist is because you believe that they exist. Because that's your belief is a vibration. Let me say that again. Now, this was all proven. So the only reason that there is a capital, you know, the only reason that many of us are cash-strapped is because we believe we're cash-strapped. So if you increase that belief from one of being cash-strapped to one of not being cash-strapped, everything that you need to not be cash-strapped will be drawn to you because you're on a different frequency. That was proven medically. I've already proven it, you know, economically, and I've proven it religiously. So I can prove, again, using physics, using biology, that wherever you're at, all you got to do is increase. So to increase your working class capital, you got to have hope. Help other people earn. Number three, help other people earn. Because remember, to him that has, more shall be given. So if you want to be the greatest in God's kingdom, you must be the servant of all. That means you got to help. So those are the three methods by which to increase working class capital so that way that you always have money. Now, specifically, one of the things, for example, how do you help other people earn? Well, one of the best ways that I know is to help other people earn is other than doing what I'm doing. But let's say if we were, like today, we could take everybody that's on today's call. Let's just say, for example, 25 people are on today's call. Well, there are different organizations. I'm going to use the word organizations. There's one company that I've looked into, and I almost used them in the past, but another company had better return and better rate. This company is called Kabbage. It's spelled K-A-B-B-A-G-E. It's Kabbage, but with a C. So Kabbage allows you to grow your business by taking your current receivables, that means the money that you got coming in every month, and you borrow against it. So they don't look at your credit. They look at your accounts receivables. And they provide you what is called working capital funding. Now, Kabbage is a great business that has, you know, great ROI or return on investment, which is what you want to look at. Your ROI is very, very important. Because you don't want to create another liability. Now, without getting really, really deep into the details, it just basically all it does is it provides a line of credit, for lack of a better term, so that way your business can maintain or always have something called working, the ability to maintain capital. Because remember, there's no such thing as space. There's no such thing as time. There's no such thing as matter. So once you start thinking past that, then you vibrate on a different level than that. And that will provide you with funding. Now, how do you do that? As I talked about before, how do major corporations do it? Sheriff corporations. You know, remember of the business class that we did, how to legally pay no taxes? And I have this inside of my 30 steps in 30 days. Now, you can buy a shelf corporation. You can go to Google right now and type it in. And you can actually buy a shelf corporation. Not shell, but shelf. Now, a shelf company or a shelf corporation is simply a corporation that has been shelved, put on a shelf, that traded amongst itself. Another word for shelf is the word aged, A-G-E-D. So when you purchase a aged corporation, you're purchasing a company that has been trading anywhere from 3 to 9 years. Now, let's say, like for me, I always think outside of the box. So when you buy a company like that, you buying a company that has a triple A rating, credit wise, so you can immediately qualify for $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 in credit. Now, obviously, it's going to cost you some capital to buy an aged corporation, but again, it can be done. Now, you can do what I've done. You can do, let's say, like if you have a PayPal account, and if everybody on this call sent you, preferably you do what I did. You actually have products and services. But let's say for shins and giggles, you don't. But let's say we get together and we formed our own co-op. And we got 10 people, 20 people together. And every month, those 10 or 20 people set aside $100. Or you take $100, and those 10 or those 20 people send $100 to, let's say, client A. So client A receives $100 from 10 people, or let's just say 20 people. That's $2,000. So client A send that. So now when client A receives that money, that's that because it hits your account. And then client A, then the next month, or the next week, or the next day, depending upon the agreement, we take the funds from client A and we send them over to client B. Then client B sends it to client C. And then you just keep doing that, depending on the number of people that you have in your co-op. Now, we could do this today. Because what happens, because all we're doing is we're taking the same $100 and we're just sending it from one person, everybody in the group. And let's say we do that every day. Or let's say we do that every week. And all we do is just take, it's $100 one time. That $100 hits everybody's account over the course of, let's say, a month. So that person has that $100 coming in from 20 different, what do we say, 20? Yeah, 20 different people. And by the time it comes back around to you receiving the $100 again, because it's really not your $100, it's a payment received because it goes on or it looks like accounts receivables. So let's say the rotation, we decide that we're going to do that every 2 weeks. So every 2 weeks, that $100 rotates around the entire group, and then it comes back to you every 2 weeks. Now, if you do that for 3 months or if you do that for 6 months, you're going to get something extended to you like it was extended to me and from PayPal called working capital. And they're going to offer you, they're going to ask you, hey, please take our money. And every time you do that, they offer you, they usually double it sometimes, as long as your income is consistent. But again, to them, they don't know it's not income. Now, the other way, now I do that actually traditionally, meaning I actually did number two. I actually developed a standard operating procedure that actually solves other people's problems. That's the best way. That's why it's number two. That's why this is number three. So it's better to actually have a standard operating procedure that solves other people's problems. But let's say you're just starting out and you don't have that. Well, if you did that, another example, let's say you got a job. You get your own check. You take your check that you get every 2 weeks and you deposit it into your PayPal account every 2 weeks. And you do that for 6 months. you're going to get a letter. You're going to get notice saying that, hey, we noticed that, you know, your business is doing great, even though the only thing you're doing is you're just depositing your own check into your account. That goes on for a while, and then you build credit. But it's not credit. It's just you build income, meaning that they see that you have something called residual income. They see that every 2 weeks, X amount of dollars comes into your account. And after you do that for a while, they're so happy that you got residual income, they extend a line of credit. And you start off very small, and then you increase it very large, like over $200,000 large. What's stopping you from doing that today? Nothing but you. We're talking with the business meeting we had this weekend. We were talking with a client who was telling my daughter how they were able to take children in the Dallas area, provide them during the summer with a learning environment, and they provided food. And that there was, unbeknownst to the client, a government program that pays you X amount of dollars per child if you take them in and provide them during the summer with a learning environment, and you provide them with food. The government will reimburse you for the cost of your food, and the government will pay you a check or will send you money. All you got to do is just meet, again, some requirements, I'm assuming, and it was a government program. Now, the client said that she didn't know that, but somebody else did. So somebody else used her facility and she didn't get paid because she didn't know. Remember the Bible says something about like this, it says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. So there is a way, you just may not know about it, but it does exist. Your job is to expand. Remember, wrong questions always get wrong answers. You do not have a problem, zero. You do not have a money problem. You do not have a health problem. You do not have a knowledge problem. You do not have a relationship problem. You got a question asking the wrong questions. Therefore, by default, you're getting the wrong answers. So the life management system and the life management center is designed to assist you with asking the right questions so that way you can draw to you the right answers. So if you need more working capital, you tell the forefather, who already knows you have need of those things before you even ask. He's waiting for you to become aware of it. Because awareness, the universe is based upon intention. The universe is not based upon time. It's not based upon space. It's not based upon mass. It's not based upon matter. It's not based upon morality. It's not based upon none of the shizness you've been taught. The universe is based upon intent. So without an intention, that means if your brain is not immersed in the solution, you do not draw the data that creates the matter. So your brain must be immersed in the problem solved. But you're saying, Brother Will, I don't know how to solve the problem. You don't need to know how to solve the problem. You just need to know that there is a way to solve the problem, just like Dr. Roy Raymond Wife did. So Roy Raymond Wife understood that there is a way to solve every problem on earth, because every problem on earth is not a problem. Every problem on earth is being ignorant to the problem. Every problem on earth is a lack of knowledge. Every problem on earth is a lack of exposure. Every problem on earth means that there is something that exists outside of your circle. So right now you got a circle, and everything that you know is inside of that circle. And for some people, they think that the only thing that exists is what's in their circle. Can you believe that? There are people on this earth who believe that the only thing that exists is what they know. I talk to them every day. It's the craziest thing since sliced bread. There are people who actually believe that what they believe is it. There's nothing else outside of what they believe. Like, are you serious? Like, there are people that actually believe that their religion is it. That's it. That's the only religion. Or that their way of making money is the only way. Or that their diet is the only diet. Or their exercise routine is the only diet, on the only exercise. That takes some serious cojones to make that kind of a statement. I know that I'm just one grain of sand on one beach on one planet. There's a plethora of planets. There's a plethora of grains. And from my limited perspective, to make a statement that you are all-knowing and you're just one grain of, you're just one speck on one freaking beach, on one little dot in this freaking vast universe, and you mean to tell me your way is the only way? Oh, boo-boo, you better wake up. So that's the problem. The problem is people don't know that they got a problem. The best way to keep a house Negro, a slave, is to make him comfortable. Comfortable. Satisfaction is the father of ignorance. I know a lot of house Negroes that are comfortable, and they're not interested in changing. Why? They like they foe and no more. Ain't nothing wrong with it, but that dog gonna hunt for me. You have been given everything that you want. Now think about that statement. You have everything that you need. Since you don't have no needs, not wants, needs. So what is the statement? The universe doesn't respond to I need. The universe doesn't respond to I want. What does the universe respond to? The universe only responds to I am. Father, touch the minds. Forefather, touch the minds of your people. The universe does not respond to I want. The universe, the big G, the forefather, does not respond to I need. Wrong question, brother. Wrong question, sister. Wrong question always gets wrong answers. God only responds to other gods. The forefather only responds to other fathers. The forefather, the king of kings, only responds to other kings. The lord of lords only responds to other lords. The prince of peace only responds to other princes. The lily of the valley only responds to other lilies. The bright in the morning star only responds to other brights. If you're not the vibrational equivalent of the father, you cannot have what the father has. Since you're a poor creature, since you're a peasant, you will be a peasant. You only get peasantdom. Peasants only begot peasants. Priests begot priests. I am blank, I am. Since you think you not, you have not. For it is done unto you as you believe. So don't get mad at me if I can believe big and you believe small. You create what you meditate. If you meditate on peasant level, you create more peasants. That's why everybody that's drawn to you, they are peasants because your brain is vibrating peasant. But if your brain vibrates like a king, you draw kings. You bring about what you think about. Working capital is a mental disposition. You can have whatever you want because it is done unto you as you believe. How do you create your own working capital? By changing the mindset that's inside of the brain, to realize that there is a solution. I may not have it, but the forefather does. So by acknowledging the forefather's unlimited, he's all-knowing, he's all-power, he's all-present, he's all-simplistic, and he's all-love. So you got those same five attributes that match up with the five words that's found in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, that says that the word of God is alive, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It has the ability to divide spirit, one, soul, two, joint and marrow, three, and it is discerner of the thoughts, four, and the intent, five, of the heart. The universe, if you reverse engineer it, intent. So what do you intend today, brother? What do you intend today, sister? Well, I intend to change the globe. What are you intending to do? You bring about what you intend. So the universe is based upon intention. It's not based upon anything else. So the key to solving all of your capital problems is to solve other people's problems. How do you do that? By creating your own standard operating procedure that allows you to provide hope. It allows you to help other people earn. So by helping other people, there is a litany. We just talked about a few. We talked about the shelf corporation. We talked about a traditional standard loan. We talked about, Cabbage. We talked about PayPal. There is a litany of other different organizations, different companies that talks about how to purchase, wholesale shelf corporations or how to establish, again, or create what I call working class capital by trading amongst yourselves, or to do what I talked about with, you know, funding that's based upon your monthly revenue. And if you don't have monthly revenue, if you take your own monthly check and you deposit it into your own account on a monthly basis, that shows up as monthly revenue. And it's your own money. You're just recycling your own money. That's just one. There's a litany of different ways by which to express, expose, and expand your consciousness. But it all starts with you doing one thing. I may not have the solution to the problem, but that doesn't mean a solution doesn't exist. That's where it starts. Everything starts with you thinking outside the box. That's it. You, brothers and sisters, we have to change the way we think, especially if we're melanated people, because your job is being replaced with AI, artificial intelligence. So technology is doing away with most mundane jobs. But guess what? TI, technology, cannot replace your God-given imagination and your creativity. I don't care how great a computer is, it's not better than the human mind. That's attached to or controlled by a spiritual disposition. There's no computer on the planet that's more powerful and that's more creative than you. Zero. So your competition is not technology. Your competition is not other people. Your only competition is yourself. To tap into and believe in yourself. To uncap your unlimited potential. Your potential right now is capped by your belief system. I'm simply saying your belief system is great. I don't care how, you know, but how great it is, it's still limited. So your job is to go past your limited thinking, your own stinking thinking. Once you get past your own limited thinking and you connect with, again, the forefather, then you, again, he's all-knowing, she's all-knowing, because it is an age, it is an eon, it is a period of time, all-knowing. It is all power. It is all present. It is all simplistic, and it is all love. I have that inside of my book, The Standard. So guess what age that we're in right now? We're in the age where water, what is water? Life. We're in the age where life has been poured out on all people. Luke chapter 17, verse 21. We're in the age where the Bible says, Yahushua said, when you see the man enter into the city, when you see the man with a pitcher of water, follow him. That is the age. That is the God of Aquarius. That is the age of all knowing. So now we're living in what is called the golden age. We're living in the age where no man or no woman should have, quote unquote, any problem, because everybody can access, everybody has free access to the Father. Now, if you choose to stay in the old paradigm, okay, that's on you. But based upon your biology, your body is changing. The sun is releasing CMO again. 10 grand, if you can prove me wrong, 10 grand. The sun is releasing CMEs, it's hitting the body, they're called neutrinos. The neutrinos are changing the molecular structure of the body, so that way your brain, your neurons, everything inside of you, you are changing right now as we speak. It ain't got nothing to do with your belief system. It has to do with biology. It has to do with the cosmology, and it has to do with kingdomology. So why? You're getting prepared, even you becoming less density. Do you know the only reason that you exist is because you are dumbed down or you are slowed down light. So if you speed up the molecules inside of the brain, you would do what Jesus did on the Mount of Olives. You would do what we call transfigure. You're just vibrating too low. So we are very 3D density. That's why I can see you. You're vibrating very dense. That means very low. That means very acidic. So if you can think higher, if you can think like the big G, guess what? You vibrate like the big G, and you put on a glorified body. So this all is a part of exactly what the Bible says, but we are reading and interpreting it incorrectly instead of interpreting it the way the original text tells us to interpret it. That's why Jesus always taught in parabole. He only taught in parables because he already understood that most people was going to personify. They were going to bring about, they were going to personal, they were going to humanize it. They were going to humanize something that's not human. They was going to put human attributes. It's like taking a doll and dressing it up. That's what we do. We take God and we dumb him down into our box. And we say God is this based upon our limited belief. Too small. You can't put God in a box. That's why he has a name written on his thigh that no man can pronounce. So whatever name that you got is too small. It's great, but it's too small. You can't put God in a box. How can you put something unlimited? How can you limit unlimitability? You cannot limit something that's unlimited. So in order for you to create unlimited capital, you got to think unlimited thoughts. But your thoughts are limited because we live in a limited environment. Because we got something called the archons that are archons. They turn our codex on. We got DNA. It's called a code on. So the archons control your code on. Inside of your DNA is controlled by the archons. That's what they call the arc. That means original. Principalities. They control your DNA. You're supposed to control your DNA. So you got to take back the control of your DNA back. And the way that you do it is to immerse your brain in the solution. What is the solution? The forefather. Your solution is that you know that greater is he that is in you, because the Father said he's hidden himself inside of you, Christ eternal within the body. We have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. So you have it. It's inside of you. It's operating as you, and it's manifesting itself through you. All you got to do is be you. So, brothers and sisters, this is just an introduction to what we talk about every day inside the Life's Management System. It's extremely important that if you don't get this information from me, that you get this information from somebody else. We're starting the new series that's going to continue to break down my book, The Ontological History of Mankind, which is a true esoteric history of planet Earth and mankind. We already did the cosmos or the cosmogator. In the next series, we're going to be further breaking down as we get into the what I call the root, which is what we call the Torah, and where we get, you know, Islam and Christianity are the Abrahamic, the Abraham religions. And we're going to break all of that down using the cosmos. We're going to break that down again using your biology. And we're going to break that down using kingdomology. So you want to join me on the new series, and I'll be sending out more information. We'll be starting that this Wednesday or this Thursday, the new series. It will also continue with the Kingdom Millionaire Training Center classes. So if you're not a member of the Kingdom Millionaire Training Center, you definitely want to email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Also, you want to hook up. Again, this is all solving other people's problems. So what I'm doing is creating capital. This is how I create my capital. If you look at how I create capital, the same way you should be creating capital. So we're also, again, taking people who want to partner with me with the Life Management Center in Dallas, Texas, where we're purchasing a building or leasing a building for my daughter who does DDA and my other daughter who has the LBD, her boutique and bakery. And I'll be also doing classes out of there along with anyone else who wants to partner with us. Whether you want to, if you live in the Dallas, Texas area and you want to actually do physical, physical service or product, I've already talked with one client and talking with other clients as well in the Dallas area that may be partnering with us on a higher level. But for everybody else who want to, number one, develop a product and then host or display that product inside the facility in Dallas, Texas, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. He has a name written on his thigh that no man can pronounce. May his son bless you. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Cause
just blow. I be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters wanna give me the mean mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours.
I'm back of all my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.